Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Three murder suspects have been charged with beating a fellow inmate at the Columbus County Detention Center. Kenneth Wooten, Julia Stevens, and Talis Vereen all face unrelated murder charges. They allegedly assaulted Thomas Ray Hammonds, age 58, just after 8 a.m. on Wednesday. Hammonds was arrested last week on drug trafficking charges. He sustained minor injuries and was treated at the jail. One of the worst areas for flooding in Whiteville will see major improvements next year. Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry told City Council on Tuesday that the state will replace two undersized culverts at Radio Station Road and U.S. 701 Business and clear much of the area between Go Gas and Hay Street for a large drainage improvement project. The culverts contributed to flooding at the Go Gas, the Donut Shop, and other businesses between Hay Street and San Jose Restaurant. The announcement was made at the same meeting attended by angry residents and business owners who said the city isn't doing enough to control flooding downtown. They called for more beaver dam control, clearing of canals, and improvement to Soles Swamp. City Council heard from more than a dozen residents and property owners affected by the flooding. Ground was broken Tuesday on the new Sheriff's Office building on Jefferson Street in Whiteville. The former building was demolished due to mold and structural issues in 2023. Representative Brendan Jones secured $4.4 million in state funding for the new construction, which will bring all divisions of the Sheriff's Office under one roof again. No local money will be used on the project. The new building will be built on the location of the former facility. A 17-year-old suspect allegedly shot himself at the Boys and Girls Home Monday night after killing his foster parents near Red Springs. The teen's name has not been released. Investigators said he fled to Lake Waccamaw after killing Ted and Joanne Chavez at their home. The youth hid in the chapel at the home, where he was discovered by law enforcement. He died at Columbus Regional Healthcare. We have much more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Scammers are calling area residents who recently lost loved ones, demanding immediate payment for funeral services. That's according to the Sheriff's Office. In addition to cloning funeral home telephone numbers, they use details from obituaries to improve their pitch. Officials said the best defense is to simply hang up and contact your funeral home if you have any questions. This weekend is the Pecan Music Festival in Whiteville. Events kick off tonight with an 80s party in the alley on Madison Street from 7 until 9 p.m. The Pecan Cooking Contest drop-off is from 6 until 7 p.m. at Candlewood Farms Coffee and Bakery. Friday night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is the Halloween Bash at City Hall with food and coffee trucks, games, trunk-or-treating, and more. That's sponsored by Whiteville Police and the Whiteville Fire Department. There's a Halloween party at the depot for grown-ups as well on Friday. On Saturday, the fun run starts at 7 a.m., and registration for the 5th Annual Car Show is from 8 a.m. until noon, with judging at 1 p.m. and trophies to follow at 4 p.m. And for live entertainment on the main stage, there's Jeffrey Simmons and Company, the Crenshaw Trucking Band, and Painted Man. They'll all be performing throughout the day. Animal Protective Services will hold Nightmare on Paw Street, a special Halloween adoption event tonight at the shelter on Legion Drive. There'll be music, games, food, and of course, adoptable pets. Vendors are still needed for the event. Nightmare on Paw Street is from 7 to 9 p.m., and you can call 910-641-3945 for more information. The Sheepdog Foundation will open the Reggae Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser at their new facility at 426 Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. The menu will be Jamaican jerk chicken, rice, and plantains. Plates are $10 and donations are welcome. Queen Esther Chapter 533 will host a Fish Fry Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plates are $10 and can be picked up at 515 South Lee Street in Whiteville. You can contact Leisha Hester at 910-918-8057 for your order. Saturday is the Fair Bluff Farmers Market. There'll be local vendors, a fishing contest, food trucks, and more. The market opens at 8 a.m. West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be selling spot plates for $10. All proceeds go towards the West Columbus High School FFA and the Chamber. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Get ready for some hometown holiday magic. The Carolina Arts proudly presents A Hometown Christmas Party, Saturday, November 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn. Bring the whole family for a day of fun and cheer. Get photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We'll have games, contests, prizes, and delicious refreshments. Plus, enjoy a live performance by magician Renzi Norris, bringing real Christmas magic to life. Here's the best part. Kids get in free when accompanied by an adult. Up to 3 children per adult, please. And it's only $5 for adults. Space is limited, so register today at thecarolinaarts.com. We're also in need of monetary donations, and you can do that at thecarolinaarts.com as well, or call 910-477-8080. And we'd like to thank Columbus County News for helping us sponsor this event. That's Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 4 p.m. at Brown Street Station in Chadburn, presented by The Carolina Arts.